This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As Caleb Williams and the Bears defeat Andy Dalton and the Panthers, Dave Canales and his club dropping to 1-4. Bears now 3-2.
Plumbers 911 Football Monday starts now with Gabe Ramirez on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app. Plumbers 911 Football Mondays are presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and by Busey Bank.
I have been waiting all day to talk about the Chicago Bears, and now all night. Shout out to the Steelers, Cowboys, putting on one to remember. Bears defeat the Carolina Panthers 36-10 to take their record to 3-2 on the season. I am Gabe Ramirez, hanging out with you guys till 5 a.m. If you're driving around the city right now, man, or at work, you're welcome. I'll be selfish and tell you, Tyler, you should say the same thing. Tyler Frenigal producing today. You're welcome. You're welcome that we're here, man. I got some people that are up right now listening, so I'm excited about that. And I want to talk to you, man. I said I could talk about this Bears victory all day, literally. And I want to talk to you guys about it. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. So many things to discuss when talking about this Bears game. The continued ascension of Caleb Williams. Dios mío. It is really cool to watch. How has he progressed over these last five starts? Today, 304 yards, two touchdowns. Great decision-making, manipulating the defense, connecting with his top receivers, spreading the ball around. It's weird. Weird. It's weird watching it. I was at the game today. I was at Soldier Field. Shout out to my guy, Sinhue. Took me there. I was sitting next to some Chicago Fire guys as well. I mean, it really was cool to watch. And I think if anybody was out there listening on Wednesday when I was doing my show, I said, when was the last time you were into a Sunday confident that the Bears were going to win? And I didn't mean like a fan. I meant genuinely like just a regular analyst. The Bears should win this game. Now, it's one thing to feel that way. It's another thing for the Bears to actually go out and execute. So that was the other weird part about it. You're getting a team in the Chicago Bears where you're not necessarily, you want to believe in them as a fan, but you've been hurt. You've been scorned. And then they come out and demolish the Carolina Panthers. Granted, it's the Carolina Panthers, but that's what a good team does. A good team goes out and lays the smackdown on a Carolina Panthers team that is depleted on defense, that has benched their number one pick in the draft, who's playing a backup running back in Chuba Hubbard. It's there. It's interesting to see. So it was great to see, but this thing started off hot. From the very beginning, the Carolina Panthers, Bears win the toss. Carolina Panthers get the ball. And, of course, the defense was showing up from the very beginning.
Third down and six. Panthers must get to the 40 on their opening possession. Dalton stands in the pocket, throws. Pass incomplete, looking for the tight end, Tommy Tremble. With T.J. Edwards defending, so Carolina goes three and out on their opening possession.
Felt good. It felt like it was exactly what was supposed to happen. The Bears defense, and let me tell you something. When you go to the games, it's kind of like watching basketball on TV, and the guys never look 6'6", because everyone's the same, so there's no way to really compare their height to an average person, so they just look normal to each other. First play of the defense, I'm sitting there in the 100 level. I'm like right by the 40-yard line. I'm looking at Tremaine Edmonds, and I've seen him before. But I'm looking at Tremaine Edmonds, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. I would be pooping my pants if I was on the opposite side of that football. And I see this guy, just a linebacker, just chilling. So, I mean, shout out to the Chicago Bears, bringing in the proper people to really gel on defense, and it showed right there in that very first series. As the Carolina Panthers went three and out, then Bears get the ball. And I'm sitting there. I told you, I was around some of my people. And I said, if this game starts with a pass, I'm going to be pissed.
From the shotgun, Williams on first down. Ooh. To the outside. He was looking for Keenan Allen. We talked about J.C. Horn moments ago.
Man, J.C. Horn is not a guy you want to throw or underthrow a football to. He almost gets that interception, and thank goodness for Keenan Allen. He got four fingertips on the football, just enough for J.C. Horn not to have that interception.
Of course, that first pass, I just thought to myself, like, what are we doing? And it was funny because Caleb Williams, you know, he wears that arm sleeve now with the plays on it. And first play of the game, it's flapping around. It hadn't Velcroed together, so it's flapping around, and I look over to my friend. I saw it's definitely run. He wouldn't throw the ball if it was flapping around like that. Sure enough, two-step drop, gets it over to Keenan Allen. But Caleb Williams talked in the post game about the wind and then specifically that very first pass.
The wind today was weird because at certain times it was blowing that way, but the opposite side was this way. So multiple times after when we had TV timeouts or anything like that, I would spray the water bottle to figure out how aggressive the wind was and things like that. So, it definitely affected. Like the first pass I threw, as soon as I was throwing it, I could feel the gust of wind, and it just kind of took the ball when Keenan ran the out or the speed out. And Keenan did a good job kind of getting his hand in the way and batting it down because it ended up being behind him. And it was different, things like that. But I think cutting through the wind and things like that, I don't think I've had too many issues of dealing with that, but it was definitely a factor of understanding the wind and things like that.
Someone pointed out on social media that Caleb says way too often. Have you noticed that, Tyler? I know you cut a lot of this audio.
He does, but Justin Fields was a big guy too. Matt Eberflus,
big guy. But I can't unhear it now. When you're on the radio, as many years as I've been, people call them crutches, right? You have a crutch. You lean on a particular phrase to connect words. I do it. I do it all the time. And I've been called out on it. But I'm on the radio. People are listening. They can say it. And so when it's Caleb Williams, you understand that he's been in front of cameras, reporters, podiums for, he's, you know, 22. He's for 7 years now. So I understand the desire to connect words. Sometimes you're fearful of silence. And that, which I'm trying to highlight in this very moment, is something that's difficult for people, myself included. I struggle with it. You know what I'm saying? So you say things like that, you know. But Caleb with the you're going to be hearing it a lot. But just pay attention to it now moving forward. I hope he cleans that thing up. Bears were worried that they needed to clean up the running defense. You'd seen Tony Pollard week one for the Titans break off a 30-yard run, 30-ish yard run. You saw Jonathan Taylor do it in week three. Joe Mixon had a long run in week two. So when the Bears gave up the ball in that very first possession, which they did two passes in one run instead of two runs in one pass, Carolina Panthers got the ball, and Chuba Hubbard made him pay.
So a new set of downs for Andy Dalton and the Panthers. Here's Hubbard up the middle, still going, inside the 20. Chuba Hubbard takes it all the way for a Carolina touchdown, 38 yards.
I mentioned it earlier, I was at the game, it was crazy. So to see that play, it was, you know, you can't help just being a Bears fan and being like, no way, this is not going to happen. I am not at this game against the Panthers. Especially the way the first series went for the Chicago Bears on offense. Chuba Hubbard comes out with a 38-yard touchdown run, and you say to yourself, is this really happening to the Chicago Bears team? Because it looked so easy.
I had that exact same thought.
It looked too easy.
Too easy.
And you thought to yourself, oh, come on, man. I really hope this is not going to be the case. But the Bears get the ball, and they do what good teams do, they make the opponents pay on that very drive, a sustained drive at that that ended with a beautiful pass to DJ Moore.
Second down and six. Williams play fake. Now throws wide open. It's DJ Moore. The former Carolina Panther is in for a Bears touchdown. 34 yards. Williams to Moore.
Seven plays, 70 yards, 3 minutes, 5 seconds. That was your drive that ended with DJ Moore for the 34-yard touchdown. Cairo Santos ties up the game at seven with that, but it was methodical the way they got down the field. On this particular series, what do they start off with? Oh, a run to DeAndre Swift for 8 yards. You know, on the second play of the game, because you know, you throw the first one to Keenan Allen on the quick out, which they called it, or speed out, excuse me. Then they run with DeAndre Swift. He gets 3 yards on that carry, and you think to yourself, damn, I wish it was second and seven instead of now this. I mean, obviously the Bears aren't going to come out and pass three straight times, so you're already anticipating the run on second down. Anyway, second drive, which ended in the touchdown. DeAndre Swift, 8 yard gain. DeAndre Swift again for a 3 yard gain, getting the first down. Caleb Williams, that nice pass to Ramadunze. Ramadunze got nice hands. We don't get to see it too often. He's not running the big routes like DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, but his hands are great. Speaking of Keenan Allen, he gets the next pass for 3 yards. He's got to keep people involved. DeAndre Swift with another 7 yard run for the first, 4 yard gain. And then the pass to DJ Moore is on the play action. It all develops because you're running the ball. It's beautiful. I love when it works out that way. Bears tie the game up at 7. Carolina gets the ball back. And, I mean, what can we say about Jervon Dexter?
Panthers must cross midfield, get to the Bears 49 for a first down. Dalton wrapped up. Down he goes. Back at the 34. Dexter and Walker. Take down Dalton, and the Panthers will punt it away.
You saw yourself saying his name a lot, and that's what makes you feel good about it. People are making the comparisons between Jalen Carter and Jervon Dexter. You've seen a leap. Leap, not a jump, not progression, a leap. This year from last with Jervon Dexter, and he's always a guy that the Bears felt strongly about at the draft. Jervon Dexter gets the sack. Austin Booker, and he should have had 1.5. There was one, I believe it was him and Walker on one, and then it was him on another one. They all just stood up and started cheering. Yeah, DeMarcus Walker gets the half. Oh, that's what it was. So he did get 2 sacks. He got 2 sacks, but 2 half sacks. The one with Kyler Gordon later on in the game.
Great blitz by Matt Eberflus.
Great blitz. Got to put the pressure on him. And then DeMarcus Walker splitting the other one with him. Andrew Billings picked up a sack as well, as did, as I mentioned, Austin Booker at the tail end of the game. So defense certainly came out to play today. That we do know. But then the offense, you know, gets the ball back, and I love the fact that they continue to lean on the run.
On the toss, it's Swift. Inside the 35, 30, first down and more. DeAndre Swift marked out of bounds at the 23-yard line.
And just watch Swift as he takes this out, this nice toss play out to the left side. And as much as we've talked about the Panthers' offensive line and their run game, the Bears' offense, that offensive line has been really good as well. Just look at Braxton Jones putting Troy Hill on his back, and then DeAndre Swift doing the rest for a nice game.
Nice block by the tight end, Cole Kmet as well. And Swift gains 18.
It's great to see the Bears lean on that run game, and it led them to their second touchdown of the day.
This will be second and goal. The give is to Johnson. He's in. Touchdown.
All right. Let's keep the phone calls rolling, man. I got more highlights on the way. I want to let you know exactly what happened in this Bears game. Bears take down the Carolina Panthers 36-10. I want to take your phone calls, man. What did you think about the game? The progression of Caleb Williams, 312-644-6767. Your call's next right here on The Score.